Hey everyone, welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and let me ask you something. Ever feel like your phone has a life of its own? Like it's constantly demanding your attention, even when you're trying to actually live your life? You know that feeling when you swear you'll just check one quick email, then suddenly 2 hours have vanished into the abyss of social media? Yeah, we've all been there. That's why today's episode is all about setting boundaries with technology. Because, honey, it's time to reclaim your time and sanity. It's easy to get swept up in the digital world, but remember, it's just a tool, not our ruler. We need to be in control, not the other way around. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you establish those healthy boundaries. First, awareness is your superpower. Start by actually paying attention to how you use your devices. Track your screen time, notice when you reach for your phone out of habit, and identify the apps or websites that suck you in like a black hole. This self-reflection is crucial because it's the foundation for making informed decisions about your tech usage. Think of it like this. You can't fix what you don't measure. Second, schedule tech-free time. Seriously, treat it like any other important appointment in your calendar. Dedicate specific hours each day where you put your phone away, unplug from social media, and engage with the real world. Go for a walk, read a book, connect with loved ones face-to-face, anything that nourishes your soul and doesn't involve a screen. Third, create tech-free zones. Make certain areas of your home, like the bedroom or dining table, phone-free sanctuaries. This encourages mindful presence and allows you to truly disconnect and recharge. Imagine. No more late-night scrolling before bed, no more distractions during meals. Just pure, uninterrupted quality time with yourself or the people around you. Fourth, be intentional about notifications. Do you really need a notification every time someone likes your Instagram post? Turn off those non-essential alerts and reclaim control over your attention. You're in charge of what demands your focus, not the endless pings and buzzes of your devices. Think of it like decluttering your digital space. Finally, remember the power of no. It's okay to politely decline requests for constant online interaction. Don't feel pressured to be available 24/7. Setting boundaries protects your time, energy, and mental well-being. You deserve those moments of peace and solitude, so don't let anyone guilt you out of them. Now let me paint a picture for you. Picture this. Sarah is sitting at her desk, overwhelmed by work emails, social media notifications, and the constant pressure to be on. She feels drained, stressed, and disconnected from her real life. Sound familiar? But then, Sarah decides to take action. She sets aside dedicated tech-free time each day for walks in nature and evenings spent with loved ones. She turns off non-essential notifications and starts saying no to online commitments that drain her energy. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts feeling a shift. She's more focused at work, enjoys deeper connections with people, and feels a sense of calm she hasn't experienced in years. Technology is now a tool that enhances her life, not something that controls it. The key takeaways here are simple. Be aware of your tech habits, set boundaries, be intentional with your time, and don't hesitate to say no. Remember, you have the power to reclaim your digital space and live a more balanced, fulfilling life. So, what are you waiting for? Start small, take those first steps towards reclaiming your time and energy. You deserve it. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with your friends and family who might be struggling with the same thing. Let's support each other on this journey towards a healthy relationship with technology. Until next time, keep it real, keep it balanced, and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.